This morning, I have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We want to talk a little bit about a fundraiser that's going on. It's kind of a different situation with First Whitney Bank and Trust here in Atlantic. A couple of people who work at the bank branch have recently gone through cancer diagnoses, and we wanted to talk a little bit about a fundraiser that's gone on to help support what they're going through right now. April Hansen and Misty Nelson are in with us here this morning to visit a little bit because they kind of spearheaded this fundraising project. Thank you both for coming in.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about the situation here. You have two employees. You're a small group. You're a small family at the bank branch there. But you have two of your employees that recently came down with cancer diagnoses right on top of one another. Really unusual, right?
Really unusual, yeah.
Shocking, a shocker to the family?
It was kind of, as Tiana has put it, it's been a sucker punch to her family, but to the Whitney Bank family as well. So it's been kind of shocking, and we're all dealing with it. So
yeah. Tiana Hansen and Margie Young are the two employees, and they're both in different places, both in life and also in their diagnoses, right?
Yes, yep.
And where they're going?
Yes, they've both been recently diagnosed within about 3 weeks of each other, and both processes are going to be quick and leaving us kind of in a position of being urgent with what we need to do to help them out and help out the bank as well.
Yeah, things like this come up. There's not a lot of time to plan. You just react.
Yeah, you sure do.
Well, talk a little bit about the fundraiser. Now, you're going to have a fundraiser coming up on Sunday, April 12th. Talk about that effort.
I was approached by several people that knew the girls directly, asked how they could help. We at the bank, Missy and I, have talked back and forth of, you know, brainstorming ideas of what we could do that would be immediate and quick that we can help. And so I reached out to Brenda at the Wyota Steakhouse and asked her if it would even be possible to do something there. And she was more than happy to help. And in return, she said, actually, I'd be willing to donate back even. And so we proceeded to visit, Missy and I did, on how that would work and what it would look like and how we can make that happen, and we kind of came up with this fundraiser event for them. So
Brenda didn't even hesitate.
Did not hesitate whatsoever, and actually was more than willing to step up and donate back. And she was real amazing on planning and getting things together. And she promised we would not run out of food. So I would really like to see us run out of food just to prove her that.
Sure.
The community is there to help.
Sure. Well, we'll talk more about the details of this here in just a little bit. But Misty, why was it important to do something like this for the rest of the staff?
It was important to just show how close we are as a bank and that we are a bank family, that we want to step up and jump in and do what we can and know that we would also get that same support if we were in that situation as well.
Sure. And the two of you, just like Margie and Tiana, you guys are customer-facing employees. I mean, you deal with everybody every day. So these are recognizable folks that not just within the building, but also folks in the community, too, are going to know them and interact with them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a big reason, too, that we wanted to step up and do something for them was the fact that First Whitney jumps in and helps out in different community events and organizations and just putting our faces out there and making sure that we can reciprocate back to our own employees as well.
Sure. And you guys all work at the branch on 7th and Chestnut, but a lot of support from the main bank down below and then the leadership there?
Absolutely. They when we have been short-staffed because of both being out at the same time, one going to the doctor, one having surgery. The people down there, the employees down there would come up and help fill in when they needed to, and would take over Saturdays when they needed to, and without hesitation. So they have been absolutely supportive of both the girls and helping out.
Now, I see a note here, too, that a lot of the employees will be working for tips that night to help direct that money toward both Margie and Tiana. So it's not just the two of you. It's some of the folks down there, too, right?
Correct. Yes, we have quite a crew that are going to be out waitressing, delivering the food out to the cars, bussing tables, hostessing, giving drinks out. So we've got a great group of people that are going to jump in and help make the fundraiser go smooth.
Now, the timing is perfect. It's Sunday, April 12th, but the timing is 11 a.m. to 2. So this will be kind of a luncheon period there. And it's kind of like, you know, after church on Sunday. So you can go to church and fill your soul and then go out and do what the pastor just told you about by helping others, right?
Absolutely.
See, it all works out perfectly that way. Talk about the event itself. What's on the menu?
We're going to have a choice of chicken dinner or a roast beef dinner. We're going to have mashed potatoes and gravy, and then your choice of beans or corn, and then we'll have a dessert to go with that. So.
Okay. And is there a set price for that?
It's $20. We're asking for cash or check. Mm-hmm. With this many people, we're hoping that we just want to make it very simple to have cash or check ready and available. So.
Sure. And a portion of that, what you're paying right off the top, because you said Brenda was willing to donate a portion of it, that's going to go right to the effort.
Yes. So $5 will go back directly to both Margie and Tiana. So.
Very good. What are your expectations, or what do you think will happen that day? Do you expect to see a packed house?
I think we will see a packed house. It will be very busy. Tiana is from the Wyota Anita area, so Anita always steps up for their people, and they just always show up, and I think we're going to have a lot of people over there. And then just knowing the First Whitney Bank connection as well for both of the ladies, that we will have a big support system from that as well.
Sure. What kind of feedback have you gotten from both Margie and Tiana about this? I'm sure they're happy to see that their friends are stepping up and supporting them.
They're both so thankful and appreciative. And most of all, having this diagnosis, they've had such a great attitude and just very, very...
Well, Margie's got a little time off right now because she's already had surgery. And so she's working through some of that. Tiana is kind of largely working through this a little bit, right? So you're still going to see her for a while.
Yeah, Tiana is planning on working as she can through the first part of her treatment, which she's doing chemo right now. She will have to take some time off on her bad days, but we're there for her. So she will be in and out. You'll see her at the bank, and she has great spirits. She's willing to talk to you. And she's happy to work. Yeah. She's actually happy to work through this right now. So,
you know, we sometimes don't appreciate normal as much as we should. We go through our normal day and our normal routine and things, but we sure appreciate normal when things like this happen.
Yep.
And that's one of the things. We can't change it. We're not doctors. We can't fix things. We can't wave a wand and make things all better, but we can be supportive. And that's what we do in our small communities. So that's this effort coming up here on Sunday, April 12th. And again, that's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, you can come and dine in, and there's carry out as well. Do folks have to call ahead?
We're not asking for anybody to call ahead. We're asking that if you were planning on lining up on the north side of the steakhouse and just be ready to let the people know whether you want your chicken dinner or your roast beef dinner. We're planning to have it there and available, and just do a smooth transaction of cash check for your meals, and we'll have runners running back and forth. So that's a dine-in. If it's nice, we're planning on having picnic tables outside So that is another place that you can eat there, too, is outside on picnic tables in the park.
Sure. Well, I mean, let's face it. You guys are used to the cash and check transactions, right?
Well, yeah.
That's kind of what you do.
Yeah.
So that's the easy part. The tough part is getting folks out there that day. We want to make sure folks are aware of that and put that on your calendar or in your phone. I'm always warned, they're told, that it's not just the old people like us that put stuff on calendars. People put things in their phones now. But whatever you have to do to remind yourself, Sunday, April 12th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, that's at the Wyota Steakhouse, and it's a roast beef or chicken dinner. It's a fundraiser event to show support for Margie Young and Tiana Hansen, a couple of First Whitney Bank and Trust employees who recently had cancer diagnoses and are working through those things. And I'm sure they're both as positive as they can be as they work through this right now.
I do want to throw out there, too, I know people ask if they cannot make it to the fundraiser event, if there's a way they could donate. And First Whitney Bank does have a designated account set up for the girls. So you can donate at the bank, and it goes into the account, and then will be given to them at a later date.
Okay. And they could do that anytime?
Anytime.
Before
they could
do that. Maybe even after
that event,
too?
At the branch bank or at the main bank.
Okay, that's easy enough. As folks want to help and can't make it that day, that's a nice, easy opportunity for them to be able to do that and show that support. Very good. Well, and I'm sure they would appreciate it, too, if you do come by and happen to see either one of them at some point in the window again to wish them well. That'll bring up their spirits also.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. All right. Well, Misty Nelson, April Hansen, in with us here this morning. Talk a little bit about that fundraising event, the First Whitney Bank employees helping out a couple of their own. Here as they work through some health issues. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it. And thanks for being good neighbors.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.